Welcome back for another installment of Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book Talent is Overrated. The book is written by Jeff Colvin, and the summary written by Bill Zahn. Quote, "By understanding how a few become great, anyone can become better." Comes from Talent is Overrated, page 206. Jeff Colvin, senior editor at Forbes magazine, gives plenty of insight into the difference between top performers and average performers. And his answer isn't exactly what you'd think it would be. One typical thought when viewing the work of a master artist or watching a professional athlete or musician perform is that these people must have some inborn talent. We think back to our own experiences, learning to draw or play sports or pick a guitar, and realize they must have a divine gift. They were meant to do what they're doing. They have more talent than we do. Colvin strikes this notion of talent down, reviewing countless examples of the hard work and years of practice that the top performers put themselves through, from Mozart to Tiger Woods. But it isn't just hard work and logging the hours. Colvin reviews the research on a particular type of work, deliberate practice, and shows us how we can implement the principles of deliberate practice in our own lives. The golden egg for this article, deliberate versus mindful practice. Quote, "It, talent, explains why great performers seem to effortlessly do certain things that most of us can't imagine doing at all. Why extraordinary performers are so rare. God-given talents are presumably not handed out willy-nilly. This explanation has the additional advantage of helping most of us come to somewhat melancholy terms with our own performance." It comes from page 3. There should be no doubt that great performance requires hard work. But we all know individuals who work exceedingly hard and never succeed. The difference between hard work and getting nowhere versus hard work leading to great performance is the difference between mindlessly practicing, driving range anyone, and deliberately practicing skills that are just beyond your current capabilities in a manner that is well designed and conducive to growth. Colvin delivers a step-by-step plan of how we can implement the principles of deliberate practice into our lives and become masters in our chosen fields. The catch, and there is a catch, it won't be easy. But that may just be a good thing. Gen number one, defining deliberate practice. Quote, "Identifying the learning zone and then forcing oneself to stay continually in it as it changes are first and foremost the most important characteristics of deliberate practice." Comes from page 69. When I think of practicing golf, I think of going to the driving range to hit a bucket of balls, heading to the putting green for 20 minutes of putting practice, and then heading home. It was easy. It was mindless. When Tiger Woods thinks of practice, well, it's entirely different. Tiger focuses in on specific skills that he needs to develop, i.e. hitting a buried bunker shot or cutting a ball underneath a series of trees, yet flying it over a lake 50 yards out. Even though he may only need to make that shot once a year. Because he has repeatedly practiced those shots, when the time comes, he'll be able to make the shot when it counts. Deliberate practice is an activity designed to improve performance. You should work with a teacher or coach to figure out what activities you need to improve. It can and should be repeated a lot. Feedback is continuously available. Deliberate practice is mentally taxing, to the point where practicing more than 4 or 5 hours per day is nearly impossible. And it isn't very fun. Deliberate practice requires sacrifice and hard work, but if we choose to make the sacrifice, we can be among the top performers in our field, as most people prefer not to sacrifice and claim that bad luck or bad genes are the reasons why they're stuck in life. Gen number two, applying the principles of deliberate practice. Quote, "Deliberate practice is above all an effort of focus and concentration." It comes from page 70. Colvin provides a roadmap for deliberate practice for those who are looking to up their performance in any field. It begins on knowing what field you're willing to devote your time and effort to. Then comes the practice. Colvin suggests three different models of practice to follow: music, chess, and sports. The music model is an analytical approach. If, for example, you are preparing a presentation, this model suggests focusing on the purpose of each part and practicing multiple times to develop the best method of presentation. The chess model of practice involves looking at past games of masters, comparing moves you would make to the moves they made. In business, we can use the chess model by reading case studies and articles, making note of potential solutions to real-world business problems in our own lives. And finally, the sports model involves conditioning, going back to the basics of your field to sharpen your saw, and developing specific skills with simulation or practice. You must also find a way to practice in the work through choosing which tasks to focus on, developing new methods to more effectively complete those tasks, and reviewing the progress you made at the end of each day. When I played basketball, I had a quote coach that would say, quote, "Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect." With Jeff Colvin's talent is overrated, I finally get the point. This has been Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were discussing the book Talent is Overrated, written by Jeff Colvin. This summary was written by Bill Zahn. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.